This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All you have to do to join us here and take control of the airwaves is to dial in toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username for you is lrn.fm, should you wish to join us there. And if you do, you'll sound sometimes like you're right here in the studio with us. And the us tonight is Ian.
And Daryl.
We're going to start out with a disturbing story from the Washington Post. Or actually, excuse me, about the Washington Post. The Post did not publish this story because it's all about how they used Edward Snowden as a source and are now calling for his prosecution.
Now, when you told me this headline where you said newspaper makes history by calling for the prosecution of their own source, my head almost exploded. And because
You're a newspaper man, first and foremost. I mean, that's
right.
One of the things
and
you
do. I could not comprehend what it was you were saying. I felt like the North Korean translator, and I know I bring this up a lot in the documentary that National Geographic did with Lisa Ling, where she was embedded with this team of medical missionaries, and she asked the question, can dear leader do anything wrong? And the translator said, I don't understand what you're asking.
They couldn't fathom it because of their brainwashing.
But when you said that a newspaper was calling for one of their sources to be prosecuted, I felt like that guy, I do not understand the concept.
Yeah.
And then I said, what? And you said, they're calling for the prosecution of Edward Snowden. And I said, things that can't be said on the radio. And I was like, why?
Well, Glenn Greenwald actually has the story. This is coming from his website, The Intercept. And as you may know, Glenn Greenwald was one of the reporters who was instrumental in bringing Edward Snowden's information to light.
Yes.
For those who have been living under a rock, Edward Snowden is the man who made major headlines in the summer of 2013 for releasing, for what was a lot of people, shocking information about the NSA spying on Americans and people around the globe in ways that people just hadn't imagined
and
were possible.
What until a couple months prior was just crazy conspiracy theories, and the Supreme Court actually refused to hear a case because the Supreme Court said, well, there's no evidence that any of this stuff is happening. Then just a couple months later, here's all the evidence that this stuff is happening. But because the case had already been, you know, thrown out of court, they could not continue the case. And I did go see the Snowden movie last Friday. I called in Saturday with a review of the movie.
It was 4.75 stars out of 5.
Yes. Yep. And Glenn Greenwald and Laura Poitras are the first people that you see in the movie where they're sitting.
And they're playing themselves?
No. So it's actors that are portraying that, but it pops up on the screen telling you, you know, Glenn Greenwald, Laura Poitras. Because, you know, it's identifying the people.
Yeah.
And they're sitting in this, shopping mall sort of thing across the street from the hotel that Edward Snowden was staying in Hong Kong, and he walks up holding a Rubik's Cube, and then they go into the hotel room, and she sets up the camera, and he starts talking, and then it does this sort of flashback sort of thing to where, you know, he starts talking, and then it goes to a scene, and then it fades into here's the thing, and then every now and then it will cut from the scene to them in the hotel room talking.
Right.
But, yes, Glenn Greenwald was the first journalist that Edward Snowden spoke to.
Was he the first journalist he spoke to or the first one to take him seriously?
Well, the first one that he spoke to with the information.
Yeah.
So, you know, he probably contacted some people before actually meeting with Greenwald and Poitras. But as far as, you know, journalists that he spoke with face-to-face and gave information to, It was Glenn Greenwald.
So here's a story from TheIntercept.com. Three of the four media outlets that received and published large numbers of the secret NSA documents that were provided by Edward Snowden, The Guardian, which I believe is who Greenwald worked for at the time.
Yes.
The Guardian, The New York Times, and The Intercept have all called for the U.S. government to allow the NSA whistleblower to return to the U.S. with no charges. That's the normal course for a news organization, which owes its sources duties of protection, and which, by virtue of accepting the source's materials and then publishing them, implicitly declares the source's information to be in the public interest.
Yes.
And there's been a long history, of course, of news organizations refusing to provide information to the government about their sources. Many reporters have actually been threatened with and or actually locked up, believe it or not, here in the United States, for refusing to provide information about their sources. So there's been this long, ongoing struggle in the world of news reporting over this question of, you know, should these sources deserve, do they deserve protection when they are putting so-called national interests in jeopardy, or supposedly putting those interests in jeopardy. Of course, my interests and Daryl's interests are different from the interests of the federal government.
Correct.
But this, you know, for a long time, this is why you were surprised when you heard the headlines, because it's unfathomable to you as a newsman to imagine some news organization literally turning against its own source
right.
and saying, lock this guy up.
Yeah, and, you know, I've followed the case of James Risen, who was a journalist, worked for the New York Times, refused to speak about the identity of one of his sources, and he went to prison for some period of time, largely on like a contempt of court type charge,
right.
because he would not speak. So he went to jail for not speaking, for exercising his right to remain silent. Never officially charged with any offense, and ultimately the court ruled, well, you've got to let the guy go because we've done everything we can to try to get him
right.
to talk. And he's not talking, let him out of jail.
Those are the kind of reporters that I have the most respect for.
Yes.
That's what news organizations should strive to have that level of principle, people with that level of principle in their organization. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. There's a lot more here from Glenn Greenwald we'll get into. You can share your thoughts, though. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. Neil, you're in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Hey, you're on Free Talk
Live. Yes, I am.
Yes, sir.
In my opinion, and this is just my opinion, not if, but when Trump gets into office, he should give Snowden a pardon and let him come back home.
I believe Trump and Hillary have said they would prosecute Snowden. Isn't that correct?
Yes, and Donald Trump has actually called for Snowden to be executed,
which is
what the penalty would be or could be
or
if
treason.
You are... Well, they've not actually charged him with treason. They've charged him under the Espionage Act.
I see.
Which is basically the same thing, but the penalty, one of the penalties is death. Luckily, Private Chelsea Manning just wound up getting 35 years in prison, and it's really difficult to say, luckily, only 35 years in prison and not the death penalty, because Private Manning also convicted of espionage.
I got one more question for you, if you don't cut me off.
No, please.
Did you ever find out if that dolphin can get arrested for being intoxicated?
Wait, what?
He's referring back to a conversation we had, I don't know how many months ago, about dolphins getting high off of a puffer fish.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And there
okay.
was jokes made on the show about how, you know, now there needs to be a war on, an underwater war on drugs,
yeah.
basically, where, you know, you need to teach these dolphins
still
a lesson.
They're running that up all the time out here on K-Talks.
And oh, they're running
like
a promo for it. Okay, great. That's excellent.
All the
then.
Time. Would it be subject to arrest for being intoxicated? It's just funny.
It is funny. Thank you, Neil. That's why we made it into a promo, I guess. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Unless they made it. I don't even remember all the damn promos I've made. I need to do some more.
You've got a lot.
Yeah. So let's get back to the story here. So the Washington Post, the one of the four organizations, news organizations, to not actually call for Edward Snowden to have his charges dropped. In fact, in the face of a growing ACLU and Amnesty-led campaign to secure a pardon for Snowden, timed to this weekend's release of the Oliver Stone biopic Snowden, which you saw in theaters, Daryl, the Post editorial page just recently not only argued in opposition to a pardon, but explicitly demanded that Snowden, the paper's own source, stand trial on espionage charges, or as a, quote, second-best solution, unquote, to accept, quote, a measure of criminal responsibility for his excesses. And the U.S. government offers a measure of leniency. Now, that was what they said would be a second-best solution to full-on prosecution for espionage charges, which is what they were advocating for. We'll continue with Greenwald's thoughts and yours as well.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves here. You can take control of the airwaves. And we've got other stuff that's, I think, going to be interesting to discuss here. But the outrageous story right now that we're sharing with you is from TheIntercept.com, from Glenn Greenwald, who is one of the people who was instrumental in helping Edward Snowden, the NSA whistleblower, get his information out there. And there were four news organizations that helped also to propagate that information, one of which was the Washington Post, who is now very bizarrely calling for the prosecution of its source, Edward Snowden. We'll get deeper into that here, and you can share your thoughts as well. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Luckily, at least as far as I know, you generally can't be prosecuted for putting bumper stickers on your car. And so
Not yet. It's
a good way to reach people with the ideas of liberty. I guess if it's profane, there's probably some jurisdictions that might pull you over and hassle you for it. But
I did read a news story about 4 years ago, I think, where there was a lady that had an Ohio State Buckeyes bumper sticker, got pulled over in Tennessee because, not because she had an Ohio State bumper sticker, the cop was so dense he thought it was a cannabis leaf and thought he then had probable cause to search her car for weed.
I don't know if that counts as probable cause, having a pro-cannabis...
It doesn't, and also a Buckeye looks nothing like a cannabis leaf.
So anyway, libertystickers.com. That's where you can go get some great liberty-oriented bumper stickers, and witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic. They got all of those. Maybe they don't have what you're looking for. I'd be surprised, but if you've got an idea for a sticker, they'll print your sticker for you, too. And that includes businesses as well. LibertyStickers.com. Go and grab some cool stickers there. You've always been a fan of these guys, Daryl. You've loaded up your
vehicles. At one time, I had 53 bumper stickers, the vast majority from LibertyStickers.com.
That's a good endorsement. LibertyStickers.com, as we go back to the story here, from Glenn Greenwald and TheIntercept.com, where in a recent editorial appearing in the opinion pages of the Washington Post. Now, this is not just by, like, the prosecutor for the Justice Department, right? Because sometimes newspapers will print point counterpoint, or they'll have some sort of guest columnist come in. This is by editorial board. And at the top, it says the Post's view. So the view, the official editorial view of the Washington Post is headline, "No Pardon for Edward Snowden."
You really are trying to see if my head will explode, aren't you?
I didn't do it. So back to the story here from Glenn Greenwald. So in doing this, the Washington Post has achieved an ignominious feat in U.S. media history. They've become the first ever paper to explicitly editorialize for the criminal prosecution of its own source. One on whose back the paper won and eagerly accepted a Pulitzer Prize for public service. But even more staggering than this act of journalistic treachery against the paper's own source are the claims made to justify it. The Post editors concede that one and only one of the programs that Snowden enabled to be revealed was justifiably exposed, namely the domestic metadata program, because it, quote, was a stretch, if not an outright violation of federal surveillance law and posed risks to privacy, unquote.
So they're saying that Prism, X-Keyscore, those things, there's some government justification for intrusion on your stuff, but the metadata, that one goes too far.
That's right. Regarding the so-called corrective legislation that followed its exposure, the Post...
There wasn't any corrective legislation. There was something they called corrective legislation, and it's that so-called corrective legislation that was mentioned, spoiler, mentioned at the end of the Snowden film that kept me from giving it a 5-star out of 5-star.
Oh.
Because they do, you know, right at the end, before they start rolling the credits, they show a headline, Congress approves... reform. It wasn't reform unless you consider it reform to say the NSA is no longer going to directly collect all this information. We're going to require Verizon and Sprint and all the other telecoms to collect it and then hand it over whenever we ask for it. That's not reform.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's fascism.
So regarding that so-called corrective legislation, the Post acknowledges, quote, "We owe these necessary reforms to Mr. Snowden," unquote. But as Greenwald points out, the very metadata program that they were so, you know, in favor of, this one thing that they were in favor of, wasn't even revealed by the Post, but rather by the Guardian. Other than that initial Snowden revelation, the Post suggests there was no public interest whatsoever in revealing any of the other programs. In fact, the editors say real harm was done by the exposure.
Harm to who?
Apparently to the government. We'll get a quote here in a moment. That includes PRISM, about which the Post says the following, quote, "The complication is that Mr. Snowden did more than that. He also pilfered and leaked information about a separate overseas NSA internet monitoring program, PRISM, that was both clearly legal and not clearly threatening to privacy. They say in parentheses, it was also not permanent. The law authorizing it expires next year," unquote.
It's not permanent, but the Congress will wind up extending it and extending it and extending it. But it's not permanent. It has a sunset.
But it's clearly legal, Daryl. It's legal. So
because they passed a law saying that they could do it. It might have been, quote-unquote, legal, but it was definitely not within the rules that Congress is supposed to operate in, and those rules are the U.S. Constitution.
Even if it was legal and within whatever the rules are, it's still within his purview as a whistleblower to let people know about what these people are doing legally. Because what they're doing legally is an outrage. Almost everything that the government does, they can justify later with some sort of legal excuse.
Right, and one thing that's mentioned in the Snowden film near the very beginning is this instructor holds up a newspaper that says, you know, court rules, blah, 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 unconstitutional, and then he talks about the FISA courts. That's the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act that
the rubber
was passed back in the passed back in the 70s, where they've, I think, only rejected one warrant
in
the last
40-something
years.
Right.
Out of, I think it's somewhere near 13,000 that have gone to them, they've rejected one.
So it's important for organizations to reveal what is going on legally. Sometimes what's happening legally are some of the most outrageous things the government does, and people just don't know what's legal and what's not.
Yeah. The fugitive slave laws were legal, and for people that might not be familiar, that was a law that said if a slave ran away from his master, you were required, not just you were allowed, but you were required to capture said slave and return him to his master.
You being anyone who comes across the slave.
Yes.
Yeah. And so basically the Washington Post would have been arguing for returning slaves back if this were, you know, the 1800s.
Yeah, and, doing that. You know, I'm fairly certain there were newspapers in Washington that existed that were in favor of the Fugitive Slave Act.
So we got more to say here. Glenn Greenwald reporting from TheIntercept.com about the Washington Post calling for its own source to be prosecuted, that source being Edward Snowden. We've got more of the outrage here in moments, and you can join us as well with your thoughts on this or whatever happens to be on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live, and our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, or Skype in at username lrn.fm.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and join us here discussing the outrage of the Washington Post becoming the very first publication, the very first news publication to ever call for the prosecution of their own source, Mr. Edward Snowden.
First in the United States.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you for that. The toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Also, if you've ever wanted to start your own blog or website, but haven't really been able to put that idea into action, maybe because it's a daunting task. You know, it feels like there's a lot you need to know. Well, good news. HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal just to Free Talk Live listeners, and they'll host not only your website or blog, but also they make it easy to set it up. So they've got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, which is the content management system of choice for blogs and, you know, company websites. They've got a 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support that's available, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. You're the customer, and you'll get 30% off of their regular prices by going to HostGator.com/FTL. That's HostGator.com/FTL, FTL standing for Free Talk Live. And by the way, there's a 99.99% uptime rating with HostGator, which means you don't have to worry about outages, which is probably one of the most frustrating parts once you get the website online, is if your host is not so great, and then they crash on you from time to time. So HostGator doesn't have that problem. HostGator.com/FTL. As we continue here with a story from TheIntercept.com and Glenn Greenwald about the shocking editorial piece that was posted in the Washington Post just the other day in their editorial section by their editorial boards. This is a few days, their post is a few days old now at this point, but the entire editorial board has come to the agreement at the Washington Post that not only should Edward Snowden not be pardoned, but he should be prosecuted full on for so-called espionage charges. Back to the story from Greenwald. If the Post editorial page editors really believe that PRISM, which is one of the NSA programs that Snowden revealed, was a totally legitimate program and no public interest was served by its exposure, shouldn't they be attacking their own paper's news editors for having chosen to make it public, apologizing to the public for harming their security and agitating for a return of their Pulitzer Prize? If the Post editorial page editors had any intellectual honesty at all, this is what they would be doing, accepting institutional responsibility for what they apparently regard as a grievous error that endangered the public, rather than pretending that it was all the doing of their source as a means of advocating for his criminal prosecution.
So I just did a search for NSA PRISM, and the top result comes from, surprise, surprise, the Washington Post. What do we know for sure about PRISM? And this is from 2013, June 12th, 2013. So right after it wound up getting leaked, what does the Washington Post have to say about this thing that right now they're saying is absolutely legitimate?
I wonder if I do find myself wondering if this is the same editorial board that was at the Post in 2013. I mean, it's been a few years. Jeff Bezos has taken over the Post in that time frame. I don't believe he had purchased it prior to 2013. I think it was like 2015 or 2014 or something like that. So has he cleaned house? Is there different editors, or are these the same people who at one time were making money off of Edward Snowden by selling newspapers with his headlines?
Could be, but I am glad to see that this article has not gone down the Orwellian memory hole.
It's still on their website. It's still on their website.
It's still on their website. But they say, we know that PRISM is a system the NSA uses to gain access to the private communications of users of 9 popular Internet services. We know that access is governed by Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which was enacted in 2008. Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, tacitly admitted PRISM's existence in a blog post last Thursday. Again, this is from 2013. A classified PowerPoint presentation leaked by Edward Snowden states that PRISM enables collection directly from the servers of Microsoft, Yahoo, Google, Facebook, and other online companies.
That's disturbing.
In a Friday post titled, What the Blank, Google, and it's actually, you know, the three dots there, so I'm not, you know, editing out a swear word here. Yeah. So, you know, what the question mark. Google CEO Larry Page stated that any suggestion that Google is disclosing information about users' internet activity on such a scale is completely false. In a weekend follow-up, Google chief architect Yonatan Zunger wrote that the only way in which Google reveals information about users are when we receive lawful specific orders about individuals. He said it would have been challenging, not impossible, but definitely a major surprise if something like this could have been done without him ever hearing of it. He said that even if he could talk about the program publicly, he would have quit Google rather than participate. So here you have a Google executive saying, I didn't know this was happening. If I did, I would have quit instead of taking part. But now the Washington Post is saying that this bulk collection of data is perfectly legal and perfectly okay and not a problem at all.
And they're saying that that's one of the reasons why Edward Snowden should be prosecuted for revealing that program.
And then before we get too much further into this, there's always the people that say, well, Edward Snowden should have gone through the appropriate channels.
He tried.
He should have gone to Congress and done this and done that. Do you know who did wind up going through the appropriate channels and still wound up getting charged with espionage?
Bradley Manning.
Well, not only,
Chelsea Manning.
not only Private Manning, but also Thomas Drake.
Yeah.
Thomas Drake went to Congress multiple times. Congress said, we don't care. So Thomas Drake then went to the media and revealed some stuff and wound up getting charged with espionage.
Worse than the intellectual dishonesty of this editorial is its towering cowardice. After denouncing their own paper's prism revelation, the editors proclaim, quote, worse, far worse, he also leaked details of basically defensible international intelligence operations, unquote. But what they inexcusably omit is that it was not Edward Snowden, but the top editors of the Washington Post who decided to make these programs public. Again, just look at the stories for which the Post was cited when receiving their Pulitzer Prize. And then they go down a list from 2013, starting in August, headlines like Black Budget Revealed, NSA Collects Millions of Email Address Books Globally, NSA Role in Drone Strikes is Revealed, Online Story, NSA Tracking Cell Phone Locations Worldwide, Web Entry, How the NSA Uses Cell Phone Tracking to Find and Develop Targets.
And one thing that Edward Snowden told the reporters that he spoke with was, I'm giving you everything I have.
Mm-hmm.
You now have it. I'm deleting everything off of my computer. I no longer have access to this. You decide what to release, when to release it, and I trust you to redact things that you think need to be redacted.
Almost every one of the stories that the Post published entailed the exposure of what the Post editors today call the, quote, details of international intelligence operations, unquote. Glenn Greenwald says, I personally think that there were very solid justifications for the Post decisions to reveal those things. As Snowden explained in the first online interview with readers that I conducted in July of 2013, he was not only concerned about privacy infringement of Americans, but of all human beings, because in his words, quote, suspicionless surveillance does not become okay simply because it's only victimizing 95% of the world instead of 100%. Our founders didn't write that we hold these truths to be self-evident that all U.S. persons are created equal. All people, all of mankind, men and women and children, are created equal. So Greenwald says, I support the decision of the Post back then to publish documents exposing these so-called international intelligence operations. That's because I agree with what Post executive editor Marty Baron said in 2014 in an article in the Washington Post where they celebrated their own Pulitzer Prize. Quote, Post executive editor Martin Baron said Monday that the reporting exposed a national policy with profound implications for American citizens' constitutional rights and the rights of individuals around the world. Disclosing the massive expansion of the NSA surveillance network absolutely was a public service. This was what one of the editors of the Post said. Just, you know, when they were receiving the Pulitzer Prize. We'll continue here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves. We're discussing Edward Snowden again. He's back in the news, and it's always good when Edward Snowden gets back in the news because it means somebody who didn't know about the NSA spying is probably going to find out about it and how the government's tried to cover up their naughty behavior. And now you've got the Washington Post toting water for the government and putting an editorial piece together, which is written purportedly by all of the editors of the Post. That's how they do these things. That's what the Post was signed as, is the editorial board.
If not in 100% agreement by all of the editors, at least a consensus of the editors.
Well, nobody said, nobody's name was excluded from this. It didn't say the editors except for Martin Barron,
right.
The executive editor.
That's why I say at least a consensus.
Right. So you've got this guy, Martin Barron, who was the executive editor of The Washington Post back in 2014, who's saying all kinds of great things about Edward Snowden and how important it was for them to publish this information. But from what we just researched there a moment ago during the break was that this guy still works for the newspaper.
In the same position.
In the same role. How do you go from being proud of the service that you provided the public by promoting Edward Snowden's work, the documents that he released, how do you go from that point to 3 years later arguing for your own source to being imprisoned by the federal government that you helped expose?
He had a talking to.
Somebody
came and straightened little Marty out.
Made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
Hey, Marty, you like your kneecaps, right? Your family, right?
You can bring up anything here. Let's talk to Ian. He's in China. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, this is about the Snowden thing.
Yeah.
In China, the people are more or less not political. But Snowden has been a big topic that is allowed in universities and politics classes.
Well, it would make sense. Right, I mean, it entices the U.S. government, not the Chinese government.
So. Even more so, Liaoning University. It's a very big university in China, maybe 20,000 students, used to use the Washington Post as one of their primary read sources for English and English politics classes.
Mm-hmm.
They've stricken it. They've canceled subscriptions, and universities around the country may well follow suit.
Is this recent news that they've stricken it?
I have a good friend who's the director of Liaoning University in Shenyang. And he said that his university had decided last night in what he called a series of panic phone calls to pull the paper.
Wow.
Well, that's news. Not, you know, they're not going to cry at Washington Post, oh, gee, we've lost a subscription.
Sure.
But what they've lost is the prestige that they used to have as a source of Americanism.
Well, I hope they lose a bunch of subscriptions over this, although who knows, maybe the maybe the frothing, salivating, bloodlusting so-called patriots out there will subscribe. So who knows, it may end up being a boycott rather than a boycott. But nonetheless, they've definitely taken their side on this one, and shame on the Washington Post. Ian, any other...
Shame on the Post,
yeah.
And shame on anybody who subscribes to the Post.
Great points. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Let me continue with Glenn Greenwald, TheIntercept.com. He's highlighting what the Post's executive editor, Marty Baron, said back in 2014. Keep in mind, he's still on staff today, same position, so presumably he was one of the people who helped craft this very article calling for Snowden to be prosecuted fully. So this is what he said back in 2014 was, quote, with profound implications for American citizens' constitutional rights, that the reporting exposed a national policy with those profound implications and the rights of individuals around the world. Disclosing the massive expansion of the NSA surveillance network absolutely was a public service, said Barron. He said further, quote, in constructing a surveillance system of breathtaking scope and intrusiveness, our government also eroded individual privacy. All of this was done in secret, without public debate, and with clear weakness and oversight, unquote. I got nothing to disagree with in those statements from 2014. Moving on with Glenn Greenwald, he says, the editorial page is separate from the news organization and does not speak for the latter. I seriously doubt the journalists or editors at the Post who worked on these news stories would agree with any of that editorial. But still, if the Post editorial page editors now want to denounce these revelations and even call for the imprisonment of their paper's own source on this ground, then they should at least have the courage to acknowledge that it was the Washington Post, not Edward Snowden, who made the editorial and institutional choice to expose those programs to the public. They might want to denounce their own paper and even possibly call for its prosecution in revealing top-secret programs that they now are bizarrely claiming should never have been revealed to the public in the first place.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to call for the prosecution of Timothy Lee, who wrote the article in June 2013, telling us everything we need to know about PRISM.
Not to mention the editors whose job it is to edit all of those articles and approve or disapprove them.
The person that then, you know, put it in the page layout and sent it to the printers. The printers that actually, you know, wound up printing it on the papers.
Well, in theory, the people who are underneath the editors are just doing the bidding of those editors. And so the editors themselves, the people who wrote this very article, should be the ones facing the bulk of the consequences, right? Everybody else is just following orders.
Right, but as we learned after World War II, I'm just following orders is not a valid excuse if
so something
horrible.
Prosecute the whole organization, even the delivery boy.
Yeah.
The story here highlights a chronic cowardice that often arises when establishment figures want to denounce Snowden, as has been amply documented, and as all newspapers involving in this reporting, including the Post, have made clear, Snowden himself played no role in deciding which of these programs would be exposed, beyond providing the materials to the newspapers in the first place. He didn't trust himself to make those journalistic determinations, and so he left it to the newspapers to decide which revelations would and would not serve the public interest. If a program ended up being revealed, no one can argue that Snowden bears some responsibility, because he provided the documents in the first place, but the ultimate responsibility lies with the editors of the paper that made the choice to reveal them. presumably because they concluded that the public interest was served by doing so. Yet over and over, Snowden critics such as Slate's Fred Kaplan and today's Post editorial omit this crucial fact and are thus profoundly misleading. In attacking Snowden this week, for instance, Kaplan again makes the same point he's made over and over, that Snowden's revelations extend beyond privacy infringements of Americans. Leave aside the narcissistic and jingoistic view of that whistleblowers and media outlets should only care about privacy infringements of American citizens, but not the 95% of the rest of the planet called non-Americans. And let's also set to the side the fact that many of the most celebrated news stories in U.S. media history were devoted to revealing secret foreign operations that had nothing to do with infringing the constitutional rights of U.S. citizens, such as the Pentagon Papers, Abu Ghraib, and the Post's own revelations of CIA black sites. What's critical here is that Kaplan's list of bad Snowden revelations, just like the Post's, invariably involves stories published not by Snowden, or The Intercept, or The Guardian, but by The New York Times and The Washington Post. But like the Post editorial page editors, Kaplan is too much of a coward to accuse the nation's top editors at those two papers of treason, helping terrorists or endangering national security. So he pretends that it was Snowden, and Snowden alone, who made the choice to reveal these programs to the public. If Kaplan and the Post editors truly believe that all of these stories ought to have remained secret and have endangered people's safety, why are they not attacking the editors and newspapers that made the ultimate decision to expose them?
And what was exposed? Well, the U.S. government used an obscure provision of the Patriot Act to obtain records of every phone call on Verizon's network with a single court order. This suggests that the government is all too willing to adopt permissive interpretations of what is legal.
Where was that reporting coming from?
The Washington Post in 2013.
Snowden himself never publicly disclosed a single document, so any programs that were revealed were the ultimate doing of those news organizations. And whatever else may be true, one's loyalty to the U.S. government's officials has to be slavish in the extreme in order to consider oneself a journalist while simultaneously advocating the criminalization of transparency, leaks, sources, and public debates. But that's not new. There's long been in the U.S. a large group that ought to call itself the U.S. Journalists Against Transparency. Journalists whose loyalty lies far more with the U.S. government than with the ostensible objectives of their own profession, and thus routinely take the side of those keeping official secrets rather than those who reveal them, even to the point of wanting to see sources imprisoned. But what makes the Post's editorial so remarkable and such a tour de force is the editors are literally calling for the prosecution of one of the most important sources in their newspaper's history. Having basked in the glory of awards and accolades and benefited from untold millions of clicks, the editorial page editors of the Post now want to see the source who enabled all of that to be put in an American cage and branded a felon. And that is warped beyond anything that can be described.
And that's the best case scenario. Worst case, they want to see him executed.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here on the radio. Hour 2's coming up. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.